that is. Whole self sacrifice to the for itself. Everything for him. Whatever is being done for him. That the basic principle must be satisfied. That everything for him. Otherwise no entrance, no existence possible there. This fundamental principle must be satisfied to have entrance there. That for himself. Even the birds, the beasts in Vrindavan, they also unite whatever they do, everything for the satisfaction of Krishna. Otherwise, no entrance, no existence is possible for any monkey or bird or beast, anything. Or even the worms also. Whatever thing, all dedicated to the greatest extent, fullest extent, towards center, towards Krishna. Then that is when we live in Lavan. Hari Guru. Otherwise that would be like mundane.
Ajamilet nama hasi chilo.
That's the mukti hoye galo. Ajamilet mukti hoye galo se yehi yehi utlo. Aaj tak chhede dike, stree dike, ba madhpad khawata ba kono dike takalo na ekbar chota sei khante jis also kaimon bakko the kaimon bakko in its maximum stage in its free and normal stage it will have to come to Krishna otherwise it won't be the perfect form of dedication kama sthite vidagana prapadanti anyo devata one may engage his thought, word and deed for country, for Kali Thakur, for Shiva, other demigods. But that won't be considered as perfect dedication, Kaimon Bhakti. Yes. When it is fully, the rain is fully taken away, it has must to go to Krishna conception. It can't be satisfied anywhere. The fullest emancipation, sarupesh of self-determination to the fullest extent, it will have come to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, some sort of limitation there cannot but be.
Guru Goswami says, Jivan Mukta
sa uchyate.
So Jivan Mukta...
Though he is sin to live here,
move here.
Yes. Still he is... liberated. Because he is engaging all his energy towards the service of Krishna, satisfaction of Krishna and the Guru. He should be considered as the living liberated. Jivan Mukta, when liberated, though living in the flesh and blood, but soul is already liberated. And when the body will fall down, he will go, the soul will go there. In the same layer, same plane.
Then in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that about Nityananda Prabhu is in the world of dedication, Jay Dubi Bay, who goes there in that ocean? So that is above Kaimanovakya Seva. Bhakti Rasa Sagara Jay Dubi Bay said Nityananda Bazook. So that is above Kaimanovakya.
Who wants that achievement? Jay Dubi Bay in future. He wants to dive deep into the ocean of love.
Yes.
And Vrindavan, let him come and begin his life. With the instruction of Nityananda, let him begin here, who has got the highest aspiration of being merged in the divine love in Vrindavan. Let him come and begin, take admission from Nityananda. That is the purpose. That you will have that surety. If he comes and takes admission from Nityananda, he is sure to get such achievement of the highest type. He will be able to merge in the ocean of divine. No misguidance in the way. You are not kidnapping. No possibility of any kidnapping in the way. Straight. If he takes care, if he gets the ticket of the company of Nityananda, the company will surely take him there.
Would Jnana Nam be an example of Nama Bas? Jnana Nam?
Jnana Nam?
Would that be an example of Nama Bas?
Namabhas, Ajami, is the case of Namabhas. Namabhas means four kinds, Sankitya, Pariyascha, Sto, Bhedana. In these four conditions, if we take the name, that generally comes Namabhas. Not Nam, real, but Nam, Abhas. Abhas means some likeness. Avas means likeness to Nama, near about. Near about the pure name. Not name proper, but just in the vicinity of the name, pure name. That is Avasa means. So, when one can commit Namavas, then he gets released from this mundane affinity. But he is waiting to enter into the other finer land of devotion. In the abscissa. Not in the withdrawn from the negative side, but no entrance in the positive world. In the marginal position. No man's land. Buffer state. That is Vyogya Brahmaloka.
And how does one get pure chanting?
Pure chanting, and with the influence of the sadhu, if he can understand the purity and the eligibility and the desirability in the serving life of Krishna, that for himself, die to live. If he wants a life of dedication, sacrifice his individual and trespass, if for the central government, then he can enter. They catch the idea that we are all representation of the center. We have got no local interest. We must not care for that. We are all representative of the center. With this idea we shall live, for the satisfaction of the center. We are all soldiers. We are all soldiers, dedicated our life for the cause of the center. We have got no other individual aims in our life but to fight for the center, work for the center. If one is can catch such disposition of mind, then he will be given recognition as a center man of center interest, universal. Facility he will enjoy, and that is very tasteful and of high noble order. That sort of life.
The Lord Chaitanya came to distribute freely the holy name,
but
name, still it is required first that service must be there.
Try to understand Krishna, the sound aspect of the absolute representation is extended to you. Take it as a thread to march towards the center. But mind, you will have to give up your own selfish end of life and to accept the universal goodness as your own. With this idea, you can make progress. But if you take the name, go on taking the name, but you don't sacrifice, don't budge an inch from your selfish position, then it will be fruitless. That is only the exercise of the tongue, and the sound won't be living, it will be dead sound, the cultivation of dead sound. The sound, if it once will awaken, the sound will awaken and show its spiritual characteristic to whom? Who is very eagerly sacrificing himself to catch it. And who wants that whatever I shall get out of this sound, I shall utilize it for my selfish mean purpose, the Vaikuntha sound won't come. He won't come to serve you. But if you want to serve him, then he will accept you, and you will find that you are getting the connection of the real man. That is conscious man, spiritual man. Man is spiritual. Mandy. A book is given to you, but if you have got some idea, some sort of progress, some sort of inclination, you can read and get the meaning out of that. Otherwise, those letters is nothing, it is Joe. It is extended to your eyesight. Mm-hmm. So many letters, so many things written in the letter. But if you do not know to read the meaning, then it is only some color to you. All physical. But you must enter into the some training, into the meaning, the words and understand the purpose, then that letter and that book is many much to you. Otherwise, to an ordinary illiterate man, a letter or a book has no value. But who has got education, to him a letter comes, a telegram comes, that is, that fetches value. But illiterate, no value. On the outer part is shown to him. He can't read, so he can't understand the sound. The sound divine, we can't understand. What is within? But we have got such affinity, education, understanding, then we can see many things, and by being encouraged, we can go further and further.
In the Dhavalara Gita by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that Lord Nityananda, he is distributing the pure holy name simply for the price of one's faith. So that faith, that is shown by service?
Yes, faith. Faith is the plenary, the foundation of service. If you got faith in something, then you utilize your energy for that thing. Otherwise, why you would invest your energy there? First faith, and then you will invest your energy. And as much energy you will invest, you will make progress. And here faith means in a general sense, not in particular things here. The faith in the Absolute, that he is self-sufficient, he is by himself, he is for himself, faith in them, and we are all his subordinates. We are not, every one of us is a separate God, that we shall enjoy our own property, it is false, this is Maya. We must save ourselves from this mania. But we are a member in the universal world. With this understanding, we shall have new instruction and we shall practically follow the path. And then gradually we shall find, we can have communication with the central office. And we can have progress there and we can enjoy the facility of being connected with central life. That is immortal, immortal and also very the fresh, unending, eternal, ecstatic, giving life. Sudhir Goswami Maharaj is very weak.
Yes.
Any doctor should be called for? Any medicine has been given by Govinda Maharaj?
He's taken some medicine. Govinda Maharaj has given some medicine.
Medicine. All right.
He's
resting.
He's taking rest.
Kaya Kana?
Sudama Krishna.
Sudama.
Going back to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he traveled through the south, he picked up two books, Brahma Sanghita, Krishna Karnamrita.
Kurma Purana.
He heard, but did not pick.
But he took up. He brought from with him Brahma Samhita and the Krishna Karnamrita. Two books he took with him from the south.
But from one Brahmin in one temple in South India, he heard the Kurma Purana and was very...
No, he had one Brahmin in whose house he was a guest one day. He was a devotee of Ramchandra. And he was fasting and anyhow managed to supply some food to Sri Chaitanya Dev as his guest. Chaitanya Dev found and he did not take anything. He inquired why he is fasting and he is mourning, in a mourning mood. Then he told that I hear that Sita Devi was stolen forcibly by Ravana. I can't tolerate this thought. I want to die rather than such a disastrous incident. Then Mahaprabhu told him that you don't think otherwise. Sita Devi, she is wholesale spiritual and this material power cannot touch her, can't see her as the, what is the question of touching forcibly. So don't think in that way. But anyhow, Brahmin took that consolation half-hearted. So when Mahaprabhu went further in a place, in a temple, he heard that Kurma Purana is being read there. And in that, the chaste ladies' stories came in. And the Sita Devi's story was also written there, in very nutshell. And there it is mentioned, when Ravana came to touch her, Sita Devi, she took a shelter in the care of fire. The fire, the god fire, he gave shelter Sitadevi in disguise, and a Maya Sita was produced to Ravan, and Ravan took her. And when again, after the war, the fight is finished in Lanka, then that Maya Sita that was taken there, and Ramchandra asked that whether she is chaste, I want to test her, her chastity. So she must be thrown into the fire, and if she does not die, then I shall think that she is chaste, and I shall accept her. And it was done, though Hanuman and others were very much motivated to the extreme. It was done, and at that time, that fire, God fire, took the imitation Sita and gave up the real Sita to Ramchandra. This story is mentioned in that way in Kurma Purana. Mahaprabhu heard. And Mahaprabhu told something like that to Brahmin, that real Sita was not taken by Ravana. So for his corroboration of his statement, he asked the priest in the temple, you give me that old page, and instead you write a new page and put it there. So he begged the old page from there, from that book. Indian books in ancient time, they are not
bound. Not bound.
Not
bound by,
together. They are all loose. So the loose old page he begged from that temple agent, and he took it. After crossing 200 miles perhaps, he came to show that page to Brahmin to do away with his misgivings. And when the Brahmin got that old page, which is mentioned in the Puran, he was fully satisfied that Ravan could not take her, and he was very much pleased with Mahaprabhu. And he told that on the other day when you were my guest, I could not wholeheartedly feed you. I have ignored. But now you are to stay a few days in my home, and I want to serve you. And you have so such a great affinity for me, love for me, that you have again come 200 miles to do away with my pain, the pain of my heart. You are mother, but you are Ramchandra himself. You appreciated my grief so deep that you have come again here. You are none but Ramchandra, my the Lord of my heart. And another new thing I want to say, that I already, before this, I used to take the name of Ramchandra always. But from your association, the name of Krishna, that came to me, and I can't leave that name, Krishna. So you are Krishna again, sir. In this way, this statement is mentioned there. Because Mupran, it was mentioned about Sita, that the real Sita could not, was not caught by, shown by Ravana, but imitation Sita he took, corroborating the fact Mahaprabhu represented to the Brahmin of the Ramanuja.
So can...
Prakita vastu nahi prakita gocha. The spiritual things are not at the disposal of mundane powers. It is spiritual. Spiritual, the higher thing can come to the lower, but lower things cannot go up and enter into the higher. Transcendental thing can come in the semantic world, But these gross cannot enter into subtle. Subtle can enter. Art cannot enter into ether, but ether can enter into art.
It is similar to the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam canto. The Kalyavana.
Kalyavana.
Kalyavana. Yes.
Trying to catch Krishna. But cannot catch.
That playfully he managed to take him, enticed him. Krishna knew that Kalyavan, the day of his death come, and he will be, he will have to be die in a particular way. Everything was known, and he was instrumental to that. Playfully, he moved in his front in such a way that Kalyavan was. He is just going to catch in this Chukku, that's Mukunda, Muchukunda, that cave. Carried him to that cave, and there he just hid himself. And Kalyavan, when he entered the cave, he found that Muchukunda is lying there in a big figure. He was in Satyayuga. Having a big body, he is lying there sleeping up to this place, and this Kalyavan will break his sleep, and whoever will break his sleep, he will cast a glance, fire glance to him, and he will be reduced to ashes. All this was known to Krishna. He playfully enticed him to that cave, entered the cave, and hide his himself. And the Kalyavan thought he's sleeping there. Oh, you are to deceive me. You are lying here, covering your body. So he gave a kick. And the Muchukunda, he awakened. And you are awakened me from my rest. And he fire look he cast on Kalyavan, and he was reduced to ashes. And Krishna came out. Jarasandha was, so when fight going on with Krishna and Jarasandha, Balaram wanted to kill him by his club. But Krishna said, no. He will be killed by Bhima. You don't attend. Balaram avoided.
During the chase, Kalyavan is chasing, Swami Maharaj commented that Kalyavan could not catch Krishna because too covered with contamination. Because too covered with contamination or with false ego or something.
Of course.
Like this. That the
seeing also we cannot see.
When
he comes down in this this world, mundane world, so many persons have a look, but they cannot understand him. But rather, like so many hate him. The haters are also there. Abhijananti, abhagya, does not care. Look to him with hatefully look, cast glance to him. Such also is possible. Abhijananti man. But if he wills, everything can be done. That is exceptional. But the general case is such. Without right eye, we cannot see and appreciate him, though he may be in our midst. Avajananti vāng mūdhā mānuṣī tanu āśritaṁ param bhāvam ajānam tu mabhūta maiśya. Nāham prakāśa sarvasya jogumāyā samāpita mūdhūyam nāvi jānāti paramabhayam. Kharāja jīto haṁ akharāja vīcha uttama atasmi loki vīcha. Dhobhūta sargau lokesmin kharasyākharai vacha. Kharas sarvāni bhūtāni kūtasthu kharau uchyati. Constant, eternal and another changing. A changing phase of the world and another the eternal background. Two things we find here. Kala kasthadi rupeno. Dubhoja. Two types of creation we find here. Khara, sarvani bhutani, the changing aspect, and another constant aspect, okhara. But I am beyond that. Both okhara, khara and okhara is there, two types of created things, and I transcend both khara and okhara. Khara sarvani bhutani kutastho khara uchyate. Khara adhati toham okhara adhavicho uttama atasmi loke vede cha pratita purusho uttama. Advati cha okharam brahma paramam svabhavo dhatma uchyate bhutabhavo dhavakara visarga karma samhita. He is analyzing what is what. Khar, chakhar, then kar, what is karma, kin karma ki mat. Kavaya patas naam kriyase. Phavabhud dhattam uchyate. Bhutabhabhud bhavakara visarga karma sangita. Daivang chai vatra panchama so many analytical statements. They are about doing. Purushaschadhi daivata. Adi yagya he ma bhatta dehi dehu bhidangvara. Who am I? What is the soul? What is the world? What is his karma? Analytically everything is dealt there. What's the time?
Sorry, not 9:30.
I feel fatigued.
We'll take the
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Rishi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Abhakayananda Swami Maharaj ki jai. Kumaradas Giri Maharaj ki jai. Puri Maharaj ki jai. Puri Maharaj has not gone to the meeting. Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Pandit Mahashaya, aapne ekon ki ashtatirtha na saptatirtha? Aapne kato tirtha ekon?
Aya?
Shastirtha na saptatirtha?
Aami?
Hai.
Panchatirtha. Panchatirtha
to aage chilen, tarpor arekta hoye chen shunu. Panchatirtha to onek aage chilen.
না আর তো বেশি নাই
যাদবেন্দ্র কোথায় যাদবেন্দ্র
রেসপেক্ট অফ দি পপুলার ওপিনিয়ন ইন দি নেম অফ প্রপাগান্ডা ইগনোরিং দি রুলিংস অফ দি শাস্ত্র অ্যান্ড দি বৈষ্ণব the superior agents.
Guru Maharaj, because of fear of customs, I had to leave my danda in South America. Shall I make another one, new one?
Why you left there?
It is difficult to carry them in the train or in the ship. To carry on.
Sometimes
with the person.
Sometimes they even go with a drill through it in some countries to see if there is inside something inside the poles.
Then they can
many dandam necessary for one preacher. You will go from this country to that country to B, A, B, C, D. Everywhere one dandam should be kept separate for his use. Because it may not be carried smoothly through the plains. That is intolerable. That Dhamma, when they examine in that way, Dhamma is considered to be Purushatraya, Purushavata, Karanarnavasai, Gadbhodasai, Kirudasai. The authority represented in the connection of this mundane world. Three functions of Vishnu and Narayan. One, the master of the whole of this creation, another of every Brahmanda, another every soul in charge. As Dhamma Nami Pracharkar, we have to preach without Dhamma, or we have to keep a separate Dhamma in different countries, provinces, for our propaganda, or Aditya Kivarna, many Dhamma and no Dhamma, Aditya Kivarna. Or not to take any danda. Danda nami pajakara. Without taking the rope of a sannyasi, one may preach. The alternative will be to keep separate danda. Every place of
a country,
preaching. And the third, if we carry the danda to tolerate the ill treatment over danda, that is intolerable, that is not possible. If it is, danda, that will be broken, that will pierce through to find out any smuggling object is there. It is intolerable. Many dandam in many places have to go there and take that dandam. That is somewhat easy.
Kaya Buho,
with the sanction of the higher authority. Ami Kudrasya Sankalpa. Or without Dandam, to preach without any Dandam. But why what is the necessity of carrying a dandam then for preaching? Is it impressive? If a sannyasi goes there with dandam, if he goes to address the public, religious public, is it very favorable for preaching or very impressive?
What are you
thinking? Why should we carry dandam?
In India.
In India, only does anyone know what a dandam means.
But how they can take the Srimurti, the Vigra, Archamurti, if they cannot respect Danda, then how can they respect the Satyamurti?
When I went to America last time with the Archamurti, the customs people also were...
They would come and do it. And
they were examining the Murti and broke the Murti.
Then, what do you have done?
I put it back together again.
The tradition and the teaching is so much as a sent person, so none can get released from checking. Perhaps meddling also going on in red cloth, being abused. So, murtis should not be carried, should be, one should learn how to prepare murti, and in his own province he will prepare. And the murti will be pierced through and will be found what is within. Haven't the God sent machine x-ray? We can find out what is within the murti. They can find out by x-ray what is within the body, a living body. If one has swallowed some gold, how they detect? Do they pierce the belly?
No.
Then how did you understand? Find out. Some light in this day of scientific research, some x-ray, some light may be put and it may be found as what is within the belly. So what is within the murti or danda, they can detect with the help of that machine.
But the x-ray does not detect everything.
And if a particular plane, there is x-ray, it is fixed, then you have to avail of that plane to save such piercing in the body of the murti and the dandam. But what about human beings? There are many who swallow some gold.
Gold may be detected, but not some chemicals. If they swallow them, x-rays won't detect them.
But how they will find that?
No, so far there is no way.
Hopeless in that case. So a combined objection must be filed to the authority. For these things, the checking system is necessary. They should do by the help of the scientific instrument, not by piercing through.